Okay. Oh, what happened to the old one?
One of the magic bullets.
Okay. Anyways, we have here in the beginning of Vayikra, basically the first pasuk. Chafetz Chaim, the keys. So the pasuk says, Vayikra el Moshe, Vayidabra Hashem Elo. So there's a double lashon. Right? First it says Vayikra, and then it says Vayidaber. Seems redundancy. Could have just said Vayidabra Hashem el Moshe. So Rashi says, V'chol dibris, every single dibber, V'chol amiris, V'chol tzivuyim. I do not know what the difference between the dibber and murim and tzivuyim, but it means basically any time Hashem spoke to Moshe in any form or way, kadma kriya. In other words, there was always two steps. First it was Vayikra, and then it was a Vayidaber. Okay, why is Vayikra? Because that's Lashon Chiba. Okay. The Orachai Goraye, which is in Merami Prague, explains a little more. Pirish, Ma Shekaro, and as Hashem called him, that al Dibra Emo Pisom, and as he didn't just start talking. Haine Shemechoa Dibris, Hoye Kriya Kodin Shedabrilo. Before Hashem spoke with him, he would call him. Hoye Karelo Moshe Moshe. As Hashem would call Moshe's name, what'd you say? Start talking. He would say, Moshe, Moshe, and then I think the Ramban says Moshe would answer, "Hineni," and then Hashem would speak to him. So that was a way of chiba. Now I don't just stop and talk to you. First, you mention your name. There's a certain love in that. I'm mentioning your name, Moshe, like as if Hashem enjoys saying the name or whatever. There's a personal relationship. So the mentioning, calling his name first, twice, and then having Moshe say, yes, hineni, and then speaking, was a form of chiba. Then it says, umashra tzuklamra chol dibris. I mean, Rashi said it was in every dibur. Umaynafka minu chol dibris. Why was it? And I think from his answer, it sounds like he's also bothered, like, how does Rashi know that every dibur was with every, had a kriya? Maybe he only says it here. Since we're explaining that the purpose for the kriya was for chiba, for love. And since it's for chiba, it's proper, there should be all the time. In other words, from the pasuk, you only see that it was once. But since we understand the purpose was chiba, so then it's obvious it was all the time, because the chiba existed all the time. Okay. That's a Gur Aryeh. Okay. Before I start, the Shmuz, I want to start with a story. Why? Start with a story. I bought this new Sefer last week, Sunday. I was in New York. So I can't go to New York without buying a new Sefer, right? So I bought this Sefer about Rav Haikin. Rav Haikin was a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim who had a yeshiva in France. And I didn't meet him, but I heard him speak in Eretz Yisrael. Never met him personally. So they say he brings the following ma'isa in the Sefer that he was a witness to. That Rav Elchanan, we know Rav Elchanan, he learned Rav Elchanan's yeshiva. Rav Elchanan was very, very poor. The yeshiva was very poor. And because of the yeshiva being very poor, Rav Elchanan was responsible for the yeshiva, wouldn't take any money for himself. The yeshiva needs. So it says that Rav Elchanan basically shoes were all worn out. His shoes were basically, all worn. So the few Baal Batim got together and says, God Hadar, yeshiva doesn't barely has a pair of shoes, walking around barefooted, came out. He has a broken pair of shoes. So they went ahead and they bought him a new pair of shoes. So later, Rav Simcha Wasserman, was Rav Elchanan's son, told this Rav Haikin that his father said that these new shoes are causing him tremendous Agmas Nefesh. Why is he calling him Agmas Nefesh? So he said, because the old shoes didn't have shoelaces. He could put them on right away. The new shoes that they bought him come with shoelaces. Obviously, he can't wear his old shoes and be disrespectful for the people who bought him the new shoes. But the new shoes have shoelaces. He says, it takes me a half a minute to tie my shoelaces. It bothers me. I have to waste a half a minute every day tying my shoes. Right? I saw in a different sefer, it said also the Chafetz Chaim went out of his way to get shoes without shoelaces. They wouldn't have to waste, spend time tying his shoes. So the Rav Elchanan had sar. Right? That's what he says. Rav Elchanan says, it hurts me. I got shoes with shoelaces. I have to spend a half a minute a day tying my shoelaces. It bothers me. Right? Now, I assume that Moshe Rabbeinu was a much bigger masmid than Rav Elchanan Wasserman. Right? Sounds like pretty mukhrach. Moshe Rav Elchanan was nifter in 1940. It's 1940 or maybe one, I think. Since it's around a few thousand years earlier than Moshe Rabbeinu. Katnu Adairis, every 20 years, another is Katnu Adairis. So you're talking about thousands of times bigger Masmid. I assume if Rav Elchanan Wasserman did not like wasting a minute, half a minute tying his shoes, Moshe Rabbeinu did not like wasting time either. So if I was Moshe Rabbeinu, and every day Hashem wants to speak, I don't know how many times a day Hashem spoke to Moshe, and there's a whole routine. Moshe, Moshe, yes, God. Well, okay. I would tell Moshe, Hashem, come on, Hashem, let's cut out all this time. I'm in a rush. I am a busy man. I have lots of things to do. Just tell me straight. Tell me straight what the, you know, save a few seconds every day. Every it's the same amount of time. It's saving my shoelaces. I mean, save time. For 40 years. Every day, Moshe, you know, enough. So what does the Ora Chaim say? How do we know that it was every day? Because since it was for Chiba, so obviously it was every time. I would say Adarabba. If it was for a purpose, if there was a good reason why you had to say, call Moshe, then okay, I make sense. You had to do it. It's only for Chiba. Okay, so once a year you tell Moshe, I love you. Come on, how many times do you have to tell someone you love him? Once a year, and when someone has birthday, Moshe, I love you. Every day for 40 years, I have to waste Moshe's time. And I assume Hashem, Kosh Baruch Hu's time is precious too, but I don't want to talk about Kosh Baruch Hu. But we'll talk about Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, you have to spend time, and it's a raya. The Gur Aryeh said this is a raya mukhrachas, that since it was for Chiba, so we had to do it every time. For Chiba means that there was no purpose. The only purpose was to show Chiba. So you told me yesterday, how many times you have to tell me you love me? You told me yesterday, maybe this is the fifth time you're talking to me today. Every time you have to go through the same thing. You told me 10 minutes ago you love me, an hour ago, 5 hours ago. This is 40 years in the midbar. Enough, Shane. You know, if I was Moshe, I think I would lose my patience. I say, Hashem, you're wasting my time. Don't you know I'm a busy person? Cut out with this, you know, just get down to business. Right? So what you see here, I think, is a tremendous chiddush. You see here that obviously Moshe did not react that way. And Akash Baruch Hu did not react that way. And take care of the Gur Aryeh saying, Adarabba. If it's for Chiba, then Hashem has to do it every time, 5 times a day. Because if you're showing Chiba, there's no limit. You can't say, well, okay, once a year is enough. You know, once I told my mother I love her once a year, that's enough. How many times does she have to hear? You know, I told my friend, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't like wasting time. This is not wasting time. This is the most important thing in the world. You give over the Chiba over and over and over again. And even though you told me yesterday and you told me today, maybe the previous time you spoke to me, I hear it again, I feel it more. People, a person feel, even, and it's not someone who's, you know, someone who is insecure. Moshe Rabbeinu was not an insecure person. Moshe Rabbeinu was not a wimp. But it makes a difference to him to hear over and over and over again, right? We very often, we feel almost silly or babyish, or when I'm treating you like a baby, I have to tell you again that I like you. I told you already. Enough. No, every day, I don't know how many times a day, Hashem had to spend time whatever time it is, but that's time to go ahead to convey an emotion, and it's only for chiba. So I think it's a very, very important. People need chiba. Obviously, chiba from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amazing, but I assume the same thing is true, chiba from friends. People need to have friends. It's a pasuk. People want to have friends. People want to be so that having chiba from someone, there's no such thing. Well, I told him yesterday. I don't have to tell him again. But doesn't he know? Doesn't action speak louder than words? I have to tell him anyway. Can't he figure it out? No. If Hashem had to tell Moshe every day for 40 years, we don't know how many times a day, then surely there's an inyan we have to tell the people that we care about very often. Just the other side of the coin. I think there's a very nice. It's not exactly the other side of the coin, but it's just pointing out. By Achashverosh, it says in the Megillah that Achashverosh went ahead and he couldn't sleep. So why did Rashi says why couldn't he sleep? So he says. Second shot in Rashi, because Esther invited Haman, and it was like real strange. Why is Esther risking her life to make this party to invite Haman? So it's Achashverosh, who is obviously, people have this is what he thinks about, that how did he become king? Because he killed the previous king, basically. And so he wasn't, he always thinking that someone else was trying to kill him. So Achashverosh is worried that his loving wife is out to kill him. Maybe she and Haman, they like each other, and maybe they're out to get me. This is what Achashverosh thinks, even though I assume there's no reason to suspect Esther. But this is what he thinks, right? So what does he tell? He said, Ahavi Yisefer Zechrinus. So how is this connected? So if you look in the Rashi says this, second to last line, Rabbi Seinu Amru, Mitok Shinosan Leibah Haman Esther, since he suspects that Haman and Esther are in cahoots, and they probably want to assassinate me. So Omar, so Achashverosh says, Efter Shlo Yeda Adam Shu Oavi, I saw the Gunim. I got so many friends, the whole country, thousands of friends. It's not possible that one of my friends wouldn't know about it. If Esther and Haman are getting a little bit too close, one of my friends would have told me, would have known about it, right? Efshi. It's not possible that Joyada Adam Shu Oavi, what about my friends? And that they would come and tell me, Achashverosh, be careful. You're, Haman and Esther, they're out to kill you. Chazar v'Amar, then Haman says, wait a second, it's not Mukhruch. Shema osa the Adam type. Maybe previously someone once did me a favor, saved my life. V'lo g'man asif. And I didn't pay him off. I didn't give him a reward. Ein chosh mi oli. Oh, so that explains it. Right? Here's the thing. First, Achashverosh says, how's it possible? I got so many friends. None of my friends are going to tell me that my life's in danger. Oh, maybe not, because the last time someone did me a favor, I didn't pay him off. So why would anyone want to do me a favor? What about your friends? Right? So that what it means is basically is Achashverosh realized that he has no friends. Right? That's basically what it means. Achashverosh says, what about all my friends? Everyone's my friend. I walk into the country, everyone stands up for me. Everyone's so friendly to me. I got so many friends. How come no one's telling me that my life's in danger? Oh, well, the last time that someone saved my life, I didn't reward him. So why would anyone want to save my life? Yeah, that's a good kasha. Why would anyone want to save your life? No one cares about you. So it's the other side of the coin in a certain sense. Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to tell him five times a day. I don't really know how many times Hashem spoke to Moshe, but every day, probably numerous times a day. Moshe, I have chavivis. I love you. Don't think that you change. And the simcha that I'm sure that gave Moshe Rabbeinu, how value it is. And the hearing that a person the you know, like Haman, like Mordechai, like not Mordechai, like Achashverosh, who goes ahead the opposite end, the opposite really of Moshe, who he realizes, you can almost feel the tragedy of Achashverosh. No wonder why he was a drunk, an alcoholic. You know, tragically, when he, you think he's the richest guy in the world. He has not a single friend, and he knows he doesn't. It's not just he doesn't realize it. He himself knows he doesn't have a friend. Right? He knows it. It's a tragic life. You know, the guy, so that he realizes that no one can. It says by Achash Muhammad, the Mephoreshim say that he had no friends. They bring a dig from the Pasuk, because it says that when he told his wife, he asked them advice, he called all his Olavav, what should he do with Mordechai? And the Pasuk answered that after he told them that Mordechai took him around, you know, that he had to take Mordechai around, it stops calling them Olavav and calls them Hachamav. So the Mephoreshim say that once they saw that Haman's going to be killed, they stopped liking him anymore because they weren't his friends. But at least there you think that Haman was didn't realize it. But here it says that Achashverosh himself knows that he has no friends. So it's definitely a different idea, but just not to be jealous. You meet an Achashverosh, the person's the most, you know, he rules the whole world. He's the richest person in the world, the most powerful person in the world. You think to be jealous, you should not to be jealous of an Achashverosh, because Achashverosh and their like, in a certain sense, they're suffering because they know that no one likes them. Even their wives wants to kill them. You know, they suspect their wife's killing them. They have no friends. No one cares about you. Your foreign minister wants to kill you. Everyone doesn't mind if you drop dead. It's a very, you know, depressing existence. So, but the main point I wanted to make, I think is a very important point, is that you see from the Gor Aryeh that when it comes to chavivas, there's no limit to how much a person has to, you have to tell people you love them or you care about them. Because people, you told me yesterday, I mean, Mistama, what happened within the last 10 minutes? What happened from yesterday to today? Obviously, Hashem doesn't change his mind so fast. But nonetheless, and even a Moshe Rabbeinu, it's important for him to hear 40 years, day after day, because a person is a human being. And human beings get a tremendous, tremendous simcha from knowing that they are loved. It's a part of the psychology of people. So that if Hashem did it to Moshe, and obviously Mahu Avata, we're supposed to do it to our friends, to communicate to them that we have this Ava to them. Okay. I found, by the way, COVID sharing that thing. Oh, my friend!